upgrade their equipment and technology and get them ready for the school year.
Phil Georger is a team leader for the EdTech project at Our Lady of Black Rock. He was inside one of the school's media rooms working with others to make sure computers were updated.
The biggest challenge at this school in particular is just there's a lot to do in terms of updates, and it's they really do have a strong technological presence here.
The schools are selected for a free technology makeover. A team of volunteers comes into the school for a full day to work on internet wiring, computer installation, Wi-Fi, and smart board technology.
We come in and we do some technology refresh. We bring in laptops and desktops that have been donated from other organizations. And we also do, you know, clean up, do updates, and just make sure that the technology is ready for when the kids come in, they can get right online and get going.
We are so excited.
Our Lady of Black Rock principal, Martha Eady, is thrilled her school was selected by EdTech. The school serves a diverse population of students, many living in high poverty. So offering students as much technology in the classroom as possible is a great benefit for their learning.
We could never afford the equipment. We could never afford having someone come in and do this for us, paying an hourly rate. Even if they discounted it for us, it would be just way out of our budget.
EdTech is a nonprofit organization. So far, it has assisted more than 90 schools and community organizations with their technology needs. Notre Dame Academy in South Buffalo and Harvest House on Seneca Street also received upgrades Tuesday. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
You're still standing in front of that machine.